Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. It's beautiful to be back learning together, and sorry for the break, but Baruch Hashem, we are back from Eretz Yisrael with a really uplifting trip. Inspiring, also brought back from Eretz Yisrael a little bit of a sinus infection, and so I hope that those who are listening can hear me well enough to learn together. But again, beautiful to be back together learning and continuing our study of Tehillim together. We are still in Perek Lamed Zayin, Psukim Chaf Gimel through Chaf Hey, and we're going to study today, most importantly, a very well-known pasuk that became a popular song as well, but let's put it in context in terms of our chapter, our Perek. Almost the entire chapter has been trying to focus on the contrast between a tzaddik and a rasha, how Hashem treats the rasha versus the tzaddik, how the rasha acts versus the tzaddik, and now David HaMelech focuses his attention on making sure that we understand, as the reader, that a tzaddik is never left forsaken by Hashem. Now, we'll see in a minute what that means, but let's read Sukkim together for a moment. Me'ashem, Pasuk Chaf Gimel 23, Me'ashem Me'tzadeh Gaver, Konenu Darko Yechpas. Chaf Dalet, Ki Yipo Lo Yutal Ki Hashem Sumich Yado. All the steps, all of the movements of the tzaddik, of the righteous person, Hashem prepares, and his path is yapat. It is set before him, set before them in the way which they want. And when the tzaddik begins to fall, Hashem Sameich Yado, Hashem lets him lean on his supportive hand. As Mitzvah David and the Radak both say, that even though we know that tzaddik will at times fall, however, the fall is always broken by Hashem, as opposed to, the Radak says, the Rasha, where if the Rasha falls, Hashem lets him fall, lets the Rasha fall, but a tzaddik never falls fully. Now, of course, we'll see in a moment that sometimes we see a tzaddik seemingly fall, but never falls to a place that they cannot get up once again. That's the key here to the Radak's explanation of this pasuk. But let's now focus mostly today on Pasuk Chaf Hey, and it's, of course, very familiar, a popular song, and it's a beautiful pasuk. Nar hayisi gam zakanti, I was a youth, I got older, v'lo ra'isi tzadik ne'zav, I never saw a tzaddik abandoned. The Zara Mevakesh Lachem, and their children searching for bread. It's quite an astonishing statement, a very powerful statement here from David HaMelech. We'll see, of course, at first who wrote this. But in all my years, I never saw a tzaddik abandoned or their children having to search for bread, which means, again, the same idea and theme that Hashem supports tzaddik. There is a great debate, a fascinating debate, as to who wrote this pasuk. Why? Now, the Radak, back to the Radak on this pasuk, indicates it was David. It's not so inconceivable for a person to say that when I was young, I didn't see it. When I got older, I didn't see it. Meaning, in his lifetime, he never saw a righteous person at the level of abandonment by Hashem, that they were needy. Okay? That's what the Radak says. And by the way, the Rav Hirsch, as well, also says, we should never doubt that David could have been the author of this pasuk, even though he had limited years, because of the amount of life experience that he had gone through, plus the wisdom that he amassed, certainly can make us believe that he was the author. In other words, even though we'll see in a minute the Gemara is going to claim otherwise, that maybe this had to be said by somebody who could see the entire world and all its history from beginning to end. Otherwise, it's too strong of a statement. I never saw a tzaddik abandoned. You're only alive for a few years. But Rav Hirsch, the Radak, say, no, David could have done it, because David was, in his lifetime, what he went through is literally what the world goes through. He went through all the peaks and valleys that the world goes through. So he has a right to say such a thing, and it's realistic that he could have said. However, read the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, 16b. Here's the Gemara. Amar b'Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar b'Yonasan, Pasuk zeh sar ha'olam amru. This Tana claims that, this Amora rather claims, that the Sar HaOlam, the angel that Hashem uses to support and guide and assist the world, he's the one who made this statement and not David HaMelech. And David HaMelech just included this statement in this chapter because it was thematically connected in terms of the tzaddik being treated in a certain way, but it wasn't David. It was the Sar HaOlam, God's right-hand man, so to speak, Kaviyachol, who made this statement because they can see the world from beginning to end and make such a bold statement. And the Gemara explains, Man Amrei, who said this? Eli Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to say it was Hashem himself, well, it can't be. Mi Ika Zikna Kamei, Hashem can say I was young and old. Hashem isn't young or old. There's no age associated with Hashem. And so it can't be him. El David Amrei. So maybe David said it. No. Mi Kishishe Kulihai. Could David have aged so much? He's only alive for 70 years. That's not going to work to believe that he says, I never saw. Okay, that's nice. You lived a couple of years. It's not going to work. Ella, Shema Mina, Sar HaOlam, Amru. Rather, it must be that the Sar HaOlam was the one who said this. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara. The Medrash Tanchum as well seems to back this up. So here's a fascinating debate about who could make such a bold statement and claim they never saw a righteous person abandoned. Now, if David makes a statement, just to give the nafka minas here, very important nafka minas, if this is written by David HaMelech, it is an important statement, but obviously the potency of it, maybe, at least according to Chazal, isn't so strong, because if you're only seeing a limited amount of time, it's not so impressive, kapei shmaya, regarding God, that, oh, all my years I never saw, maybe the year before you were born, 10 years after you died, there was a tzaddik who was abandoned. So maybe the effect of really showing God's gift of supporting the righteous of tzaddikim is really much more impactful when somebody who saw the entire span of history can make the statement, and that can only be, Chazal say, the Sar HaOlam against the Radak and the Rav Hirsch. Nevertheless, that's Chazal's view of the pasuk. Let me conclude, though, with that debate being so fascinating, what's the pasuk telling us? Same idea. Hashem supports tzaddikim, the never abandoned, their children never abandoned, the scar lasts for generations. We know that. Now, a simple question could be asked. We often see tzaddikim, righteous people, Torah scholars, the like, you know, men and women who dedicate their lives to service of Klal Yisrael, who are impoverished, and whose children are impoverished. So how do we understand? I want to share with you a beautiful idea years ago. I'm going to say about 15 years ago or so, 16 years ago, I was living in Jamaica States. I was the assistant rabbi there, and I was teaching in Westchester Hebrew High School, and I had a Shabbaton in the community in Jamaica States. I invited a bunch of the students to my house, and Shalosh Shuddah's time, I asked Rabbi Rafi Butler, who is currently the president of the Afikim Foundation, to give a shmooze to the students. And he said something so powerful, I never forgot it, so beautiful, from his Rosh Yeshiva, Rehenech Leibowitz Zatzal, who is Rosh Yeshiva of Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva. And it's such a beautiful idea. The word Ne'ezav doesn't have to be abandoned or forsaken in the physical sense. It could be the description of the tzaddik themselves, or the tzaddikas, meaning, Nar Hayisi V'gam Zakanti, in all my years, whether it's David or Sar HaOlam, means I never saw the face of a tzaddik or a tzaddikas look like they are abandoned. Yes, at times they are in need, maybe even impoverished, but their countenance, their glow never fades. The smile, the gentleness, the hakar satov, the amuna is beaming through on their faces. I never saw a look of abandonment on the face of a tzaddik. Beautiful. And which is so true, we know that so many Gedolei Torah and the Rebbetzins and so many great leaders in Klal Yisrael go through so many challenges, and yet we never see a look of yeyush, abandonment, giving up hope on their face. And that's what Rav Hanach Leibowitz Zatzal said about this possible beautiful idea that is so true, the inspiration that one gets from looking at the face of a tzaddik, even though they've gone through challenges, going through challenges, and maybe even in need in somewhat, but their face never looks ne'ezah, like they're abandoning, giving up. They always look, they always look like they are happy and have faith and are content with all that God has given them. A beautiful idea to end with this week. And that's the famous pasuk of Chafei in Lamed Zayin. We'll continue Mir Hashem with Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37 next week, hopefully with a very full and robust voice. And Mir Hashem, wishing all of you a wonderful and meaningful day.